The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.
Now it's time for Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. And now, here's the Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people around here. Well, they call me the Sandman. That's right, you heard right, the Sandman. Because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our studios in Oakland and Laguna Hills. So if you have a question, maybe something just happened to you and you don't know what to do, or maybe you're trying to help a parent out, you can always, anytime you want, you could just be driving down the road and all of a sudden get in an accident and you need some help. PYA Radios is at Twitter, at PYA Radio. Anytime you want, shoot me a question. Are you getting the most out of your savings and your investment accounts? I keep seeing this. People keep walking the office. They have tons of cash sitting in the bank, earning nothing. And what can you do about it? Let me ask you a question. On a scale of 0 to 10, how confident are you that your money is working as hard as it can? If you thought anything less than a 10, why is that? Is it because you're too busy? Or maybe you just don't know who to listen to? See, there's a lot of advisors that want to help you invest your money. But here's the thing. The truth is, that's the easy part. Amateur hour is over when you're trying to turn your savings into a paycheck that lasts while also protecting your savings from the next market crash. We all know it's just around the corner. On today's show, we're going to help you stretch your money further. To get the biggest bang for your buck, you need to make sure your money is working hard for you. From how to make your bank account earn more interest, maximize your Social Security, turn your 401k and IRAs into lifetime paychecks, we have you covered this morning. That and a whole lot more is coming up here on Protect Your Assets as we share with you how to make your money stretch further. It's going to be a real education, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Currency war. Let's take the trade war off the table. We now have a currency war. Friday, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, the dollar got slammed yesterday. And this is how you, and by the way, what I'm talking about is when you compare the dollar to other currencies around the world. Like, I just got back from Europe, and if you're over in Europe, you buy euros. And if you're over in England, you buy pounds. And if you're in Croatia, you buy kuna. So, I didn't say tuna, I said kuna with a K. Anyway, when you go to these countries and you have a dollar, you have to exchange it. And if they monkey around with their exchange rates, then you get less money. That's called a currency war. So Friday, yesterday, President Trump accused the Fed of raising rates too quickly and said that he didn't like that. And he also said that China and Europe are artificially lowering their currencies to mess around with what's going on here in terms of trade. Now, why would they do that? Why would countries devalue their currencies? And what's this whole currency thing all about anyways? Let me make it simple for you. Countries devalue, in other words, they lower the value of their currencies to get an unfair advantage in selling their goods to us here Americans. Like, let's say you want to go out and buy a brand new BMW. That's a German company. And if that company wants to sell more BMWs, then maybe the German government, who has a big say with the euro, decides to print more euros. And if they do that, then we'll buy more BMWs because they're cheaper to us if our dollar is strong, which it has been for some time. So this is one way that countries or governments can artificially increase their economies or boost their economies by increasing their exports to large markets like ours. And that's what's going on here. This is what they're talking about right now. So President Trump is letting everybody know that this is going on around the world. And he's saying, hey, that's not fair. It's not right. So let's try and combat that. And he's going to see, I guess, what sort of reactions we're going to get. But once again, this is a controversial move that affected the dollar yesterday. And for those of you who are investors, if you have exchange-traded funds or index funds, you're going to want to pay attention to this because a lot of the funds that you have could be tied to currency moves. Currency is a big deal. And so if you're just sitting there riding the wave thinking everything's fine, don't be so sure. So dig into those funds. Make sure you know what you have. Anyways, for the week, the Dow was up 0.2%. And that's the third week in a row that the Dow has had a positive week. So hoo-ha. S&P 500 was up 0.02%, not as much. And the NASDAQ was down 0.1% for the week. Not a big deal, but still finished that huge winning streak it's been on. In fact, the NASDAQ this past week recorded another all-time high once again. And Amazon, I'm not sure if you saw that, but Amazon hit an all-time high once again on the stock price. The company just seems to be unstoppable. Except for, I'm sure you heard about the new Walmart-Microsoft deal that's coming out. They're going to try and go after Amazon. So we'll see what that means after Microsoft had a huge day yesterday. Anyway, the price of oil this week. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. What did I say about oil? Remember, you were all driving around there for the 4th of July, and I was saying about oil prices being higher, and you're paying more at the pump. And you felt it, of course, as you're driving down to L.A. or wherever you happen to be going. Maybe you're going up north to the mountains. I like the mountains. Anyway, price of oil this week dropped to $68 a barrel. So the price of oil has come down. And that's exactly what we were talking about. You may remember that. We were chatting about that a little bit ago. This week also, we had some good news come out of the Fed. Now, Tuesday, Federal Chairman Powell, and you remember he's now the new head of the Fed, he came out and he was talking for a couple days in front of the Senate Banking Committee, and he was talking about the economy, and he had a lot of good things to say about the economy and about how they're trying to keep things going. But one thing he did talk about was this trade war. So he brought up that a trade war, if it became more protracted, could be a problem for the economy, and so they were looking at that closely. He also said that he was a little bit concerned about the 10-year refusing to go above 3%. Because that is, again, if rates, remember this, if interest rates, so those of you who own bonds out there, we're expecting the 10-year to be above a 3%. As long as the 10% hovers below 3 and you see the 2-year start to climb up, you get this flattening of a yield curve. And traditionally, if you get an inverted yield curve where the 2-year is above the 10-year, that's a sign of a recession coming. So you want to pay attention to that. We talk about that a lot on the show. And so maybe, you know, once a month, you want to write those two numbers down. And then just draw a little line between the two and see if it's negative, positive, flat. What does it look like? That's called looking at the bond market to see what the stock market's going to do. He also talked about this being a very long recovery. In other words, it's been a little bit long now. When's it going to end? So that was some more news. And then also, he did say that they're going to keep raising rates gradually. And the market, of course, is expecting this. What's going to become an issue is how much does he raise rates or they raise rates? Obviously, they have to do it as a group. Right now, there's some expectation that they're going to raise rates 2 more times this year. So that would be in September and in December when they have the opportunity to do that. I'm going to make a judgment this morning. I'm going to tell you, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to only raise rates once. And I think it's going to happen in September. Why do I think that? Well, I think if they came out and said, hey, we're not going to raise rates more than once this year, then they lose the ability to do that 2-time raise. And if they do that 2-time raise after they've said they're not going to do it, then you got a problem in the market. So the way to keep the market somewhat happy is say, hey, we're going to raise twice, and then you only raise once. And then in December, like I've been talking about, we're probably going to get this long-expected rally, which leads me to my next part of this next week that's coming up is that we're right in the middle of earnings seasons right now. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but a lot of companies are starting to report. And as I said, this past week, Amazon hit an all-time high, even though they're going to report earnings next week. So this is fascinating what's happening right now. But Alphabet, Amazon, AT&T, 3M, Boeing, GM, Ford, Facebook, those are some of the big names that are going to be reporting earnings next week as we're right in the middle at the peak of this earnings season. So this is what's holding the market up and keeping it going and possibly hitting new highs. We'll see what happens with all that. But next week we have some data we need to pay attention to because these traditionally move markets. Wednesday we have new home sales, and right now, you know, the real estate market's been very strong, so we'll see what that looks like. Thursday, and this is a market mover, the durable good orders, that's coming out. That's for new orders, and that's to show if we're actually manufacturing things and producing. And that leads me to my next one, Friday, which is the GDP. Remember what the Atlanta Fed said? Remember we've been talking about the GDP going to 4.5%. If it did, that'd be incredible. So Friday, we're going to see the GDP numbers come out, and if they're anywhere near that sort of a number, wow, watch out. So that's all really good news, and just expect that to be coming your way next week. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how do you turn your 401k and or your IRA into a lifetime paycheck? Get this, that you can never outlive. You're going to be surprised at the answer. It pays to keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I want to dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you're just joining us on today's episode of Protect Your Assets, I'm discussing how to earn more and keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs by talking about how to make your money stretch further. I see so many people come through the office here that have a lot of money, cash, just sitting in the bank. And those banks aren't paying very much. So to get more out of your money, you either need to earn more interest or pay less in fees. And ideally, it would be great if you could do both. Think about this. If you could earn 1% more in interest and pay 1% less in fees, well, that's 2% more on your money every single year for as long as you do that. And this can add up, particularly when you start to compound it over a number of years. So the easiest place for you to start thinking about this is by taking a look at how much, seriously now, wake up, listen to this. How much are you making on your cash? I'm serious about this, folks. Pull out your statement. If you're at home right now, enjoying some coffee, making some breakfast, you know me, I love those pancakes. But if you're sitting there, go pull out your bank statement right now. All right? Look at the interest rate they're paying you. Your bank is counting on you not to pay attention to this stuff right now. Because they're paying you nothing. Well, next to nothing. And this is what they're paying you on your checking and your savings account. They don't want you. I'm repeating this. They don't want you to look at those statements and actually understand what you're being paid. Why would they? Because they're paying you next to nothing. And this is what they're paying you on your cash, not theirs, it's yours. So with a minimal amount of effort, you could earn 3 to 5 times more interest than your bank is currently paying you just by knowing some of your options. So, of course, I'm going to give you some help here. Let's look at 3 different options that you have right now. First, savings accounts, money markets, and mutual funds. These often get lumped in the same broad savings categories, and that's because now the banks are selling financial products. But they all have differences, and there are more than I could talk about this morning, but I'm going to highlight some of these and make sure that you go and check this stuff out before you get involved in it, okay? Just giving you that disclaimer right now. Between the 3, savings accounts and money market accounts are, I would say, the most similar. They're both insured by the government at banks and credit unions up to $250,000 per account. Both pay interest and allow for up to 6 withdrawals or transfers per statement cycle. However, money market accounts typically pay a higher interest rate than savings accounts. Money market accounts also offer check writing if you want to check on it, or a debit card. Maybe you want the ability to move money around or to just go to the ATM and pull it out. And this degree of liquidity is not often found in your savings accounts where you have to tie stuff up for 6 months or a year or 2 years. Now, I've checked this out, and right now you should be able to get over 2% if you shop around in these sort of an account. Another big difference between the two is what can be done with your money. Banks and credit unions can use that money that you deposit in those accounts to make low-risk investments in financial products like CDs. But with a savings account, banks can only use your money to make loans to other customers. So that's a difference, and that's where they make that spread. When choosing any of these types of accounts, it's really important for you to consider how often the account compounds interest. Now, write this down. This is very important. How often, when you get an interest payment, does it compound on itself? From my experience, all savings accounts compound, but some do it more often than others. And your choices should be daily, monthly, quarterly, maybe even annually, but obviously daily would be best because compound interest, according to one of the smartest men in the world, who was it? You can tweet me right now. He said compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe. So take advantage of that power and use it to grow your savings faster. Keep in mind this, that because of compound interest, even a small deposit can add up to a big amount over time. So I encourage you right now, I know a lot of you have cash sitting around, look at it, understand what it's paying you, and get your cash working for you. Now, realize this too, the IRS considers any interest that you earn on most of these accounts as taxable. Now, I say that because they're also tax-free options when you start to look at this. In other words, you can earn tax-free income on your savings accounts and some of these accounts I've been talking about this morning. But again, you got to learn more about that. And the interest rate will probably be lower than a taxable equivalent. But you just need to understand that you will be getting a 1099 INT, it's called. That's the form you'll get usually in January, February next year when you earn interest on this, and just factor that into your overall tax situation. Now, fortunately, you don't have to pay interest on your savings account's balance, only on the interest you earn. So let me give you an example here. Let's say that you have $100,000 sitting in, I don't know, some sort of a checking or savings account right now, and you pulled out your statement and you're only making 0.01%. So 1/100 of 1%, we'll say, is what you're making right now, next to nothing. And you decide, oh, I'm going to go out there and find something that will pay me 2%. And so you do, and now you're going to make $2,000 for 1 year in interest off of this account. We're not talking about compounding, just simple interest. How much tax do you pay? What do you pay tax on? Well, how much tax you pay depends on your tax rate, but you're only going to pay taxes on that $2,000 gain, okay, because that's 2% of $100,000 taxable. All right, so now you know that, but that's what you're going to pay attention to as you consider your overall tax situation. Now, this is something that I would encourage you to implement immediately, because right now you're probably earning next to nothing, and of course, that's not good. The other item I was discussing earlier are investment fees. Now, you can make your money stretch further by lowering your overall investment fees. This may sound like common sense, but from our experience, the vast majority of people we speak to have no concept of how much their investments are costing them, and so they are way overpaying to have their money managed. Could you be overpaying? Do you know how much your investments are costing you? Well, the devil's in the details, and if you're paying a financial advisor to pick mutual funds for you, then chances are you're overpaying in fees. It's not unusual to pay 2, 3, even 4% as you really dig into it a year in total fees, and that's because fees can be buried within your portfolio. Now, I know this sounds complicated. You've probably received those big, giant prospectus books that you use as doorstops at one point or another. And of course, you read the whole thing cover to cover, right? You need to make sure you talk to a qualified, knowledgeable professional who can educate you before you make any change. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these kinds of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA, 3 estate planning attorneys, and 15 financial advisors who work together as a team to help you analyze and look at this sort of a thing. We can help you understand what you're paying in fees right now, or how much you're actually making on your savings accounts, and have you start making more interest on your savings and lowering your fees. It's all in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In our plan, you'll learn what precise steps you can take right now to increase your overall return. Find out exactly what your investments are costing and get those nagging questions. You know you've been thinking it. How much is this person making? Get them finally answered. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, other type of savings account, then pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own, this is just for you, Protect Your Assets Life Plan, created at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number, 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. Dial 888-588-5818 and find out what kind of interest you could start earning today. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what are two easy ways to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement? You're going to find out. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Back to Protect Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I got to say, I got to see Mick Jagger and the Stones in Marseille, France, just a few weeks ago. And he's incredible. I don't know if you've ever seen the Rolling Stones live, but they are something else. And to see Mick and the guys up there in their 70s dancing around and playing that guitar and missing some words every here and there, but I'll tell you what, it was a great show. On today's episode, we're discussing how to make your money stretch further when it comes to retirement. There is nothing more important than answering the question, how much money can I withdraw from my investments and not run out? This is the number one question you need to find the answer to if you want to retire comfortably and have peace of mind that you won't run out of money. It's dangerous to invest your money in stocks and hope it lasts the rest of your life. So we take a unique and diversified approach to creating income that you cannot outlive. And there's a number of ways to do this. And so to talk about the planning and how we do it is we create what's called the Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in that plan, we look at things like, what are your expenses? And we really drill down into those expenses and we give you access to this. So maybe you've never had the ability to actually sit down and enter your expenses into a format that was easily accessible. Well, we've created that for you and we can give you an online application where you can go in and you can complete these numbers as they come up. So it's not something you have to sit down and just, you know, crank out a few hours. If you want to do that, great. But if you're more, let's just say it's not top priority to you, as things come up, it's easy to just jump on an app and pop in a couple numbers and then go about your daily ritual. And then after some time, you've now built this reasonable reflection of what you're spending. And that's a great place to start. But the next place to actually see how your income is going to last for your lifetime is to look at things like Social Security. Now, I did a show last week about Social Security, and you can go back and listen to that. But Social Security is a critical part of your retirement. A lot of people don't think it is. But when you add up all the money, all the income that Social Security could pay you, if you're a married couple, you literally could be looking at millions of dollars. So it's very important to take a look at Social Security and figure out how it integrates into your income for life plan. And our financial plan, this is what we do. We have columns for these different sorts of income streams that you're going to be counting on in retirement. And so if we talk about Social Security and we lay that out in an educated way based on other income that you have coming to you, this is something you can build as part of your income for life. Now, what else can you do? Well, another big one that we talk about right now, and I had a gentleman come in last week who had listened to some other radio shows. And on these other radio shows, they were talking about life insurance policies that pay tax-free income and how that's the only way you should invest and that's the best investment. And I disagree with that. And what I showed him is I said, look, using our financial plan, you can compare and contrast something like that compared to, say, a Roth IRA. Because maybe it does make sense right now, say you're in your late 50s, early 60s, and you're looking at your RMD, which is, for those of you who don't know, that's the required minimum distribution. And when you hit 7.5 in the future, you're going to have to take out a certain amount. And when we show people the exact amount they're probably going to be taking out, and again, this is based on expected returns that we're looking at, they say, wow, that's a lot of money. And there's nothing you can do about it. But if you get a handle on that, say in your late 50s or early 60s or earlier, and you start converting those funds to, say, Roth IRA or to tax-free income from, say, a fixed index universal life policy, if you do those sort of things, that can help you pay less taxes later. But how do you know which one should you do, or should you do a combination of them? Our plan gets into that. We can run illustrations, and we can show you some ideas of how you might cobble all that together. I kind of equate it to painting a picture. It just doesn't look right unless you have the right colors or the right dimensions in the picture with your mind's eye. Everybody looks at something a little bit differently, but it still has to make sense to you. So we try and help you, I'd say, create a picture that's beautiful, that you can understand, and that you can understand how paying taxes at a later point in time could actually hurt you, and why converting things into tax-free income might make more sense. So I'm talking about, consider converting money from, say, your traditional IRA or your 401k to a Roth IRA. Now, converting deductible contributions to a Roth IRA means this. It means you're going to owe tax on that money as you do the conversion. But by paying Uncle Sam now, you will not be paying him later if you do it correctly. And let's say this, if at retirement you expect to be, say, in the 25% federal tax bracket, you'll owe $2,500 to Uncle Sam for every $10,000 you take out of that IRA. Now, this assumes you have no deductible contributions. However, let's assume this. If you're currently in the 15% bracket, converting $10,000 into a Roth IRA would mean you'd owe a $1,500 tax bill to Uncle Sam now. And then in retirement, you can tap that $10,000 plus any compounded interest you've earned over time. This could work out in the future to be a huge advantage for you. If you convert strategically to minimize the amount of tax you're going to owe on your Roth conversion, then this could really work out in your advantage. But how do you know? So consider this an example. Consider converting only an amount that will take you to the top of your current tax bracket. How do you know what that is? Well, that's why we have a CPA on staff. And that's why we use a financial plan that's integrated into all the financial things that you have. Because if you convert too much, this could push you into a higher tax bracket. Also, maybe you have a dividend or a K-1 or a 1099 coming from something you haven't expected. That could push you into a higher tax bracket. If you hold non-deductible IRA contributions as part of your conversion, you could make these tax-free depending on the ratio of those contributions to your overall IRA assets. Now, what's something else you could do to help with your income planning for the future? Retire to a tax-friendly state. Yep. So I have clients right now who are looking at Nevada. Nevada does not have any state tax. And so a lot of Bay Areaers are moving to Reno or Sparks because these places have access to the mountains, relatively mild weather, and give you the ability to pay less tax as you retire. Now, another way that you may want to do this is by opening your mind, because maybe you consider yourself to be open-minded, and right now you're listening to me and you feel pretty good about your current investments. Let's face it, the market's at all-time highs right now. Nothing bad has really happened yet. Remember what Jack Welch said? Remember Jack Welch? He was the guy that made GE one of the best companies in the world. Well, this is what Jack said. Change before you have to. Say it again. Change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you could possibly do. And you know it. It's like this. Right now, maybe you're driving around in your car. Do you have your seatbelt on? Putting your seatbelt on after the crash isn't going to do you any good. As you know, when you sit in the seat, before you put the keys in the ignition, you should put the belt on. That's what it's there for. So if you're worried about running out of money in retirement or how the next recession, I'll say that word again because it's going to come at some point, the recession, how is it going to affect your portfolio? You want to put that seatbelt on. You need to get in front of this right now before it happens. Because if you don't, this could derail your retirement plans if you're not positioned correctly. You're listening to me right now. There's your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you have enough to end up financially secure to travel. Travel's great. Have freedom. You can make any decision you want if you're not worried about money. Not wondering if you've saved enough. Find out if you're on the right track. We can help you. In our office, we have a CPA, like I mentioned, three estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who all sit around the same table and work together to help you understand how you can do this. Don't wait until it's too late. We can help achieve your vision, your goals. You can do this with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan I've been talking about. In this plan, you can learn exactly what steps you can take right now to get in front of this before you get hit. Get questions to your answers right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even those savings accounts that aren't paying you any interest, then pick up the phone right now and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This will be created just for you. And get this, it's going to be for no charge as long as you're one of the first 10 callers right now. So call this number, 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. Don't run out on money in retirement. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to my team. I have four people sitting there right now who want something to do. Give them something to do. Give them a call right now. 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Sorry about that. It's time for the quick break. So when we come back, we're going to do this. We're going to explore a smart way to add more certainty in your portfolio in order to make your money stretch further. This is coming up next. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. I'm just saying that's the number one song right now in the European night scene. One Kiss, look it up. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, welcome back to Protect Your Assets. This morning, we're talking about some of the most important things, making your money last a lifetime and some things you can do about it. But one way you can get in front of all of this is by coming to one of our workshops. Go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, and click on the workshops tab. Now, when you get there, you're going to see next Tuesday night, and this is going to be the last event for about a month and a half that we're going to do. That'll be up in the North Bay. So all of you up in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, that area, you want to come to this. It's going to be down in Mill Valley at Frantoio's. What a great restaurant. Get some olive oil when you're over there. We have a few seats left. You can call right now, 888-588-5818 to get a seat. Or you can go to the website, like I said, libertygroupllc.com. You can register right there on the website next to the event. And you'll see there'll be a number of events coming up in September. And so if you'd like to come to those, maybe they're more convenient for you. Again, register right there on our website. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to John Elwood. John, I know it's a big one for you, and I hope you enjoy it. You've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your financial and retirement life this weekend. While other people are talking about annuities or expensive mutual funds, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. So thank you for letting us know what you want to hear about. Today's show is no exception. We've been helping you figure out how to make your money stretch further, because if you want the biggest bang for your buck, you need to make sure your money is working hard for you. When it comes to making your money stretch further, there's one smart way to add more certainty and income into your portfolio. What is it? Well, if you think about any type of investment, whether it's a mutual fund, stock, real estate, you name it, the return that you earn is only comprised of two things. What are they? Well, income, of course, and plus or negative market value, right? Let's look at real estate for an example. Imagine you own an apartment building. You earn rent from your tenants. The value of your apartment goes up or down, seems like daily, depending on the market. You have more control over the income because you determine who gets to rent and, within market rates, what amount of rent they're going to pay you. So, your investment's total return is made up of the monthly rent you receive, called the yield, and the value of the property. If you think of it as a simple math formula, write this down. Total return, again, remember I said you can apply this to all kinds of investments. Total return equal sign yield plus or minus market value. This holds true for stocks, even mutual funds. Total return equals dividend yields, if that's what you're receiving, plus or minus stock value. So if you agree that there are only two factors that make up your total investment return, let me ask you, which of these two factors do you have the most control over? The income or the market value? Which one? Well, of course, it's the income. Want to know how you could create more income and more consistency in your portfolio when you retire? Of course you do. So think about it this way. What is your retirement going to look like? Are you going to retire on your own terms? Are you going to be struggling just to get by? Going to trips, having a great time is possible. Spending more time with your family, but hopes and dreams will only take you so far. To retire successfully today, you need a retirement game plan. So I'm going to make it easy for you to get started right now with my customized. And this is customized for you. It's personal for you. It's called My Protect Your Assets Life Plan, because that's what we're trying to do today, is protect your assets. Now more than ever, you have to think this way. So here's how this will work. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, this could be in your 401k, your IRA, your savings account, just add them all up together. As long as you're at 250 or more, here's what you do. Pick up the phone right now and talk to a member of my team. These are people who I work with. We're going to have a conversation where we're going to listen to you carefully. We're going to do our best to review everything with you and try to understand what your hopes and dreams are. Then, we're going to outline all of your options in writing in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this, we'll reveal actual strategies that we use with our clients to make your money go farther. And this goes well beyond making some investment recommendation. That's just old school, folks. We dive into taxes, Social Security, income, your retirement accounts, everything that you have at your disposal, even life insurance policies. There could be some unfound cash in those things. Then, if you're satisfied, we'll work together to implement your plan with you. The real benefit is this. Now you know. There are no more questions. There are no more unknowns. There's no more sleepless nights. This analysis is suited for those who are recently retired or within 10 years of retiring and have saved at least $250,000 for retirement. What you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you. So to get yours, pick up the phone for the first 10 callers. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call is 888-588-5818. The number to call, one more time, to get yours, 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thank you to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio. Thank you so much, everybody, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.